This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so this came up in the news yesterday. This was from Travis Kelce. This is like audio from years ago.
This is from 2016. He was asked during Watch What Happened Live. What Happens Live. I don't know about his dating preferences or his dating deal breakers.
Everything in his life prior to dating Taylor Swift will be dug up at some point. And this is just now the 2016 digging.
So if we could play it for people, and then we'll get the conversation that it created. And you could see where he was going.
And he goes on and on and
so
on.
This came up in the news, and I said, well, it's the 3-date rule. And you guys had never heard of this.
No.
And then I put a Twitter poll yesterday up, and 55% of people said they had never heard of the 3-date rule.
Yeah.
So we want to know, did you know about it, and what do you think of it? Is it the expectation? Is it the norm?
And is it really a deal breaker? Like, that's the deal breaker? If you're not in bed with this woman you're dating by the third date, it's done. She's out. You're on to the next. That's crazy to me.
So I think some of this is reinforced by like rom-coms and movies and like pop culture. I don't believe that everybody follows this, first of all. But the thought process is you want the passion to be there. And by the third date, if you're not physically there, there's a chemistry issue.
Well, I think you can still physically be there. You could feel that you want to be there by the third date, but I do think that...
So then why hold off? If you guys are both two consenting adults that are feeling each other...
Because I'll look at it from the other perspective, is if she's trying to hop in bed by the third date, I'm like, well, how many times has she done this before? Like, I'm not really sure that's a personality trait that I'm looking for.
To me, it all depends on what you're looking for out of this person you're dating.
Yeah.
If you're trying to jump in bed with them the first night, second night, third night, most likely, in my mind, you're not looking for this long-term serious relationship. If that's what you're looking for, I think you go and you really get to know somebody. You make sure that there's way more there than just this physical chemistry. While that is very important as well in a relationship, I don't think that should be the very first things that happens.
I don't think that makes it the basis of it if you sleep with someone on the third date. I don't think it reduces your relationship at that point.
It doesn't necessarily, but in my mind, 3 dates, when you said that, is very, very fast.
I wonder how much of this is...
Especially if you're going from, hey, let's meet at a coffee shop. Like, if the girl doesn't even want you to pick them up and know where they live yet...
First dates are typically public place, feel it out.
You're going from public place... on first date to
home base by the
home. Yeah. I mean, you're hitting a home run by the third date.
It also
depends. That's some extra base power.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a home run swinger right there.
It all depends at where you are in your life too. And what you're like, what I said, what you're looking for out of a relationship.
I also think you were traumatized as a father of 3 daughters when this came up yesterday.
Who are not all, but at least a couple of them.
Are
old
age.
Enough to date. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if,
and some of them have already been on 3 dates, I would imagine.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to now reevaluate how I send them off into the evening on third date. Oh, like, hey, Lucy, go to the car. I need to talk to this young man here for a second.
And I want wonder if this three rule date rule is a rule that, is it just men know this rule, or is this a rule that women
are aware of or follow?
Too? Yeah.
Well, you should never feel pressured.
Well, now people are going to, because
that's when you stand up for what you are comfortable with. And if you're not comfortable doing that on the third date, you don't. And if the guy doesn't get it, he doesn't get it, and you move on.
I'm so glad I never knew about this when I was dating, that this was what was expected of me on the third date. I had no idea. I didn't know this was a thing, and I'm so glad I didn't.
Are you hearing about this for the first time? What's your reaction to it? If you are in the dating world right now, I wonder how much of this is like the app culture.
Yeah. And it is this real? Like, would you dump somebody after a third date if it doesn't end?
They don't
with
put
sex.
Out. Yeah. So when this came up yesterday, I was like, am I coming across as some kind of deviant? Are you guys prudes? Like the three date rule? What do people think of it?
And we had never heard, John and I had never even
heard
of this rule.
No.
I asked my husband. He said he has never heard of it either. He says he's heard of people having kind of their own rules, like, oh, I won't kiss on the first date, or I won't sleep with somebody on the third date, whatever. Yeah. They have their own set of rules, but has never heard of the three date rule.
I was texting group chats yesterday. Most of my friends had heard of it. Went to the gym later in the day. People there hadn't heard of it. So, and a poll question I ran was 50-50.
We have an unmarried man here.
Luke Sloan.
Yes.
Luke.
I think I've always, first of all, I did not know about this rule. This is the first I've ever heard of it, literally 5 minutes ago. I always think that for anybody else, I think that you shouldn't go to second or third base until you're officially dating. So whether that be 3 dates, 4 dates, 5 dates, and then you kind of verbalize, okay, we're kind of a thing
here.
You're
committed to each other.
Yeah. Then you maybe go and there's like a, extra innings after your date or something. that's all I thought. I mean, that's kind of the rule of thumb amongst my friends, I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't know about the 3 date thing.
Yeah. I haven't heard the whole second base, third base, home run in a long time.
Bit. Yeah.
Fireworks.
Fireworks, yes.
Friday night special.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to Antero on the phones. You're on 97.1. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I was just calling in to say, it's pretty good. Just calling to say that the 3 day rule has definitely been around for a while. And funnily enough, it kind of gained a lot of popularity in like the early 2000s or 90s because Sex in the City, that specific, they did an episode on it and it gained super huge popularity on it. So I was going to say, a lot of people probably haven't heard of it, but if you're a little bit younger or you probably watched TV back then, you definitely were around and heard of it from that.
Wow, I'm surprised I don't know it because of that, because I watched all of them.
And Taro, do you live by this rule?
No, I'm just familiar with this. It's something that was huge in pop culture.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, that's kind of why I was surprised. I'm not saying that, like, I was surprised whether or not you would abide by it, that you hadn't heard of it. Texter says, I'm 66 and I'm familiar with it. It depends on the individual person and the situation. And this guy says, third date rule is not from Cookie's generation. It's been a thing for a long time, Greg and Clinton Township.
Huh. I'm not making it up when I said I've never heard of this.
I know. I took you guys' genuine reaction.
I do wonder how much of this is generational, but we've heard from other people like this has been a thing since the 70s or the 80s. Now, if you're in your 60s and you're dating, maybe this is a thing. Yeah, you might not have the time.
248-539-9797.
That's still pretty young.
Okay, 70s, 80s.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're on The Golden Bachelor,
there you go.
How quickly are you skipping
those fantasy suites? Yeah. Can we jump right to those?
Week John, two, did you ask Mel Owens about this?
We didn't include that in the episode release. It got a little bit too graphic.
People pointing out this is in The Office, Big Bang Theory, like major TV shows.
Okay, well, I haven't watched either of those.
Okay.
I have.
And you didn't pick up on that reference?
No.
I got to say, I wasn't a big Sex in the City watcher either.
Oh, I used to have the box set on DVD.
I know, it's shocking
back
to everyone.
In the day in college.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. When I lived in the sorority, we didn't have cable in the room, so we would just do DVDs of Sex in the City over and over and over.
You all are out of touch, Texter says. My wife and I were going at it the first night. Just celebrated our second anniversary. As long as everyone's consenting, it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it. This is just something I hadn't heard about.
Yeah.
And it's not something that I would have gone by.
And I understand what that man is saying, that, yeah, you can be sexually active right off the bat and still have a sure. successful relationship. In my mind, though, I would rather really get to know somebody before that happens.
You're not going into day three saying, okay, here's day three, so, you know, if we don't do it,
I guess this isn't going to work out.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of gets to the old question, do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
I think there's lust at first sight.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Totally agree.
But my point is, you don't have to, look, people have their own religious beliefs, or if you want to be more of a gentleman like Luke, until you're in a serious committed relationship, but you don't have to be in love to have sex with somebody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Of course not. No. You'll know that.
And you could start not being in love with someone and develop stronger feelings yes. beyond the bedroom.
Right. But it all depends on what you're looking for. And it's, again, I'm not going to tell you you're right or you're wrong. Yeah.
What I'm saying is you may go into it, and I think some of this is dating app culture. You go into it with low expectations, knowing it's a numbers game. And if it turns into something more serious on its own.
Numbers game.
No, it is. I don't mean like. Yeah.
Throw the dart at the wall as many times as possible and see if the fourth date happens.
I'm not saying body count, John. I'm saying, you know, the odds of finding your person are low.
Yeah.
So you go in and it's a more casual setting. And if the feelings are right and it goes well, it goes well. And that doesn't mean you're not going to end up with that person. It also doesn't mean you will end up with that person. But I never went into it thinking like, you have to wait to the third, or you have to wait to the fifth, or you have to wait till the 10th.
No, I know. I said 10 yesterday when you were like, well, how many dates is enough? And then I was thinking about it for a while last night, thinking about
you?
What I knew this was going to be a topic of conversation. I was thinking in my head, well, what is appropriate? Obviously, it depends on the situation
sure.
completely. But I thought about 10. I was like, yeah, maybe that's a little 10 dates is a lot of dates. Maybe not quite 10 dates, but.
It all depends.
It all depends on the situation, on the person, what you're looking for.
Let's get to Jamie. You're on 97.1.
Jamie, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing all right.
I would just say, you know, that the three-date rule, I didn't really have a rule, but my girlfriend, me and her together, now 6 months, happy as we can be, and it actually happened on the first date. Didn't plan on it. There might have been a couple of drinks involved, but we talked for like 5-6 hours, went out, and ended up going back to her place. And wasn't planned or anything, but now we're happy as can be.
How'd you guys meet? Like, how was that? Where'd you go for your first date? Like, did you meet out and about, or did you set up the date before? How'd you meet her?
No, I officiate. We met the day before. I officiate wrestling, and she was actually a table worker at the thing. And at the end of the 9 hours of wrestling and that officiating wrestling and her taking my points as I was adding them up, she gave me her number. We went out the next day for dinner, and
there you go.
And that had a couple of drinks and been together every day since.
There you go.
Hey, so, good for you.
Sometimes it works, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't planned.
You want more of these ticket techs?
Sure.
248-539-9797. Cookies goes on swingers cruises. He's banging on the first date. Maybe if Costa had kids or specifically daughters, he wouldn't be pushing the third date rule. I don't know that I'm pushing the third date rule.
Kind of sounds like you're on that side.
Text says, the three-date rule is big in pop culture. It's usually a rule that women make men wait until the third date. That's the classy thing to do, John, is to wait till the third
date. To wait till the third date?
Yes. He's a gentleman if he waits till the third date. So if a guy
you're not easy if you wait, if you make him wait till the third date?
All the way to the third date, John. That's not, you're not easy if you wait till the third date, apparently.
Huh.
Does it matter if you kind of knew the person before you started dating? Like, that's got to matter a little
There's
bit.
There's
like,
a
you've
lot
been friends
of variables.
For a while,
sure.
You already knew a lot about him. You've already had a relationship. And then you started dating. It's like you skipped all the other dates.
Yeah. And so we had that one. And it was more based on, you know, it was a short dude. And the girl was like, yeah, okay, you know, we were friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, yeah, if you're friends for a long, you could, yeah, sure. If you haven't been
you already do know
officially
that
dating,
right.
But you've been hanging out and doing all of these other things for, and it doesn't have to be years, but if you've been friends for a long time, you know more about this individual, and I think things would speed up.
Says, good morning, guys. I actually learned this from a girl. She taught me about the third date rule. Relationship didn't work out.
Oh, so you didn't make it to the third date.
She was expecting him to make a move.
On the third date.
And he didn't. And she's like, well, is he not in?
He must not that
be. He's out.
Yeah. Heather, you said this. Maybe it was off air. You go, if the two people don't know this, if one does and one doesn't, it sets you up for failure.
It totally could, right? Yeah. Like, that's why I was curious. Does everybody know this? Do women know this? Apparently so.
Some, yeah. This one says, if not by the third date, I have to assume she's waiting for some sort of infection to clear up. Run.
No! What?
Text we get, 248-539-9797. Look, we're not doing 4 hours on this, but it came
How
up yesterday.
How old are these people? I need to know more details.
When this came up yesterday in the news, we all looked around and said, well, we don't have the time to do this today, but everybody's got an opinion on this, whether you'd heard of it, whether you follow it, whether you think it's a dumb idea, whether you've
I think it's too much pressure. It's too much pressure that you're going to be in that same spot, both of you at the same time. And if one's not, then all of a sudden it's over.
That's why I said I'm so glad I didn't know about this rule.
Yeah.
This rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.